Brilliance Audio.
Exorcism by Han Song, translated by Michael Berry, performed by Kenneth Lee. Pain is a characteristic of the human condition. It proves that you are still alive. Eastern Parable. C and Cage. 1. Everything in the past is a mistake, but today, all is correct. A shiny silver mechanical hand reached out to remove the patient's clothing. A metallic centipede-like creature tip-tapped over his body, from his face to his shoulders and along his arms, then from his stomach down to his reproductive organs. Following the instructions he had been given, the patient looked into a mirror and blew into a breath sensor. A mechanical voice from the mirror said, "Mutated DNA proteins in the human subject's cancer suppression genes detected." The patient swallowed a smart pill, no larger than a single dose of aspirin, which contained a microchip, a video camera, and a wireless transponder. The mechanical voice spoke again,
"Esophageal and intestinal examination now commencing."
In the face of this invisible, automated machine, the patient mumbled, "So you think I have something else wrong with me? Perhaps it's hiding in my large intestines, kidneys, liver, or capillaries? Well, go ahead and do your examination. I'm used to it anyway." The mechanical voice from behind the mirror spoke again, in that same flat tone,
"No abnormalities detected."
The patient signed his name on a liquid crystal pad, Yang Wei. The patient was sent back to his sick ward where the other patients huddled around him and broke out in applause. "Welcome back! Welcome back!" But this wasn't the same sick ward that Yang Wei remembered. All the patients were elderly men, outfitted with white plaster-like helmets and military-style uniforms. Tubes, wires, and antennae protruded from their bodies. Each one looked like a cross between a space explorer and a Spinosaurus. Yang Wei's stomach began to twitch and spasm. He frantically turned and headed toward the door, but was blocked by one of the medical robots. Yang Wei protested, "This isn't my room. I've never even seen any of these patients before in my life. Although you are a machine, you must realize that the most terrifying thing for a patient is to be forced to stay with other patients. We don't know each other, but because we're all sick, we are tossed in together and forced to grit our teeth and establish a new form of symbiotic relationship. They may seem perfectly calm on the surface, but all kinds of evil diseases silently lurk inside them, ready to leap out and tear us apart at any moment. Just look at how they greeted me warmly. Who knows what they are really thinking? I don't know any of these people. Isn't that enough to put the hospital on alert?" The medical robot was a steel cylindrical unit that moved on a rotating belt. It extended its tubular, squid-like netted arms, picked up Yang Wei like he was a baby, and returned him to the sick ward. The patients laughed proudly.
"Ha! Keep dreaming. Whether you are sick or not, everyone must return to the sick ward. Otherwise, how could you prove that you're sick?"
Someone tapped Yang Wei on the back of his head. He let out a howl and scurried off toward the window. He was about to climb out through it when he was bowled over by a strange, overpowering stench and noticed something outside the window. A giant birdcage. The sight seemed to jog his memory. The patient who had tapped him strutted over, closed the window, and slapped Yang Wei across the face.
"Are you trying to get yourself killed? Are you trying to get everyone killed? How dare you open the window? There haven't been any creatures in the birdcage since forever. They were all wiped out long ago, carriers of the avian flu."
Yang Wei reached up to touch his throbbing cheek. "Who are you?" he asked timidly. The patients cried out in unison.
"You don't know who Super Patient is? He doesn't even know who Super Patient is."
Super Patient was a short, fat old man with a pig's nose, feline lips, sharp teeth, a dark complexion, stinky white bubbles frothing from the sides of his mouth, and a series of cross-shaped microchips
Sample complete. Ready to continue?